Hello, my name is David Kiley, or DK, founder of DK3 and soul of the game. Welcome to the Wheelprint Podcast, created to uncover the inside game of adapted athletes, their untold stories of what drives them and makes them tick. So be prepared to be inspired, educated, and moved to tears or laughter as we discover the trials and triumphs of the human spirit. Now it's time to sit back and enjoy this podcast. DK in the house. Today is our very first show of the Wheelprint Podcast. I'm so excited, a little bit jacked up. Joining me is my close friend and veteran, Perry Price. He resides in San Diego and plays for the Wolfpack Military Base Wheelchair Basketball Team, a force to be reckoned with. Perry, welcome to the show, brother. I know for certain, Perry, that you and I have three very basic things in common, and they go in this order, and I'm sure I'm right about it. One, we both have faith. Two, yes. We believe in family.
Yes, sir.
And three, we have the love of the game of wheelchair basketball.
Yes, sir.
That's where we come together. We intersect. And then you pile on our friendship and our relationship, and we got nothing but a winning season in front of us once we get through with 2020. So anyway, Perry, I wanted to kind of set the tone. You know, I've given this so much thought over time leading up to right here and right now. And it wasn't until today that I took a 4-mile push and I go, you know, if I just go in and ask all the highlight questions of inspiration and accomplishment and that kind of thing, I'm doing a pretty typical job of what everybody else is doing, you know?
Yes.
And even though you can't get away from your successes and your accomplishment, your inspiration, I want to liken it to my own experience. You know, I suffered loss at 19. I was a high school basketball player, got paralyzed and had to deal with the trauma of accepting life in a wheelchair and not running up the court anymore, but now rolling. Wow. You know, I had family situations where cancer has, you know, interacted with both our families, Perry.
Right. Yeah.
I lost my brother in 2007 to melanoma. And my point is this, that if we are not letting our listeners know how we get through the struggles, there's no real success story. We don't have the chance to be an inspiration and or an example because we're caught up and mired in our own situation. And so I think it's really important that we lay it out there to the listeners that how we got through, and it's particularly you and not we in this case, it's on you today. We are going to give your path and how you dealt with such situations, such struggle. And I'm just so happy to have you, man. And it's going to be, you know, we're taping this in late September and we're going to drop it or launch it in, and around the middle of October on the annual date of the Veterans Venice Beach Outdoor Championships. And, so let's first go into that area about your life, Perry. You know, tell us a bit about your military background and then tell us about your family.
Yes, sir.
And also tell us what brought you to wheelchair ball.
Well, dude, let me first say thank you, DK, for having me. You have been such a great inspiration to me. I just really want to say thank you for having me. You know, as I was listening to you talk, I just realized, like, I was thinking back to the journey, thinking back to the beginning times. What came to my mind a little earlier as I was just fixing my mind on, in my heart on just, man, I'm here with my brother, a friend, a mentor, you know, in his own right, he's a legend to all of us. So, you know, I've been thinking about, there's a passage that I've just been thinking about. It says that, for I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, you know, plans to prosper you, and for a future hope. And when I think about my journey and just what got me here, you know, right out of high school, 2 years, went into the military, 5 years later, finding myself in the crosswinds, being diagnosed with osteosarcoma bone cancer. Here you go. I'm a young guy. I'm 17. Thinking, okay, my life is just here. I'm going to do 20 years and probably going to OCS. That's my whole plan. I had it all mapped out. Go to officer training school. I had it all mapped out and went to re-enlist. And life happened for me, you know. End up getting osteosarcoma, like I was saying, bone cancer. And life for me, as I knew it, the normality of life changed forever. I go from playing basketball since I was 8, through rec, through high school, you know, with the aspirations, all kids, you know, where I come from, we all had aspirations of going to the NBA, but never did I think in a million years would I be faced with getting diagnosed with bone cancer. You know, just like you, I lost my father in the middle of that to pancreatic cancer in the midst of 6 months, 8 months, I lost my father, my uncle, my grandfather through cancer. You know, and so in them times of me just trying to find myself, I just had to hold on to my faith, man. You know, that's all I had.
How old are you, now, Perry? How old are you at that time?
35, 35 now. Yeah.
Now, when you're going through those losses.
So I was 16, I was 17, went into the military.
Wow.
Was 10 years. It was like right around the time, actually right around the time that I met you, I think right around that time, I was going through a transitional period, you know, which is why I think we're just so connected. So interesting how we were connected, me finding basketball and then our, 10 years now, right? 10 years, I believe we're a decade
10,
in.
2010. Yeah.
2010.
We'll get into that in a little bit here. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just found myself like in a place where here I am, a kid, thinking that, hey, I'm going to do 20 years and then everything changes. Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty heavy stuff for a teenager. That's heavy for anybody.
Correct. Yeah.
And at that time, did you rely on your faith to get you through, how did you get through that? That's all of the loss.
In that period, that's all I had. You know, in that period when I got diagnosed with cancer, I had just re-enlisted. So I was about to, I did 4 years and then right in the brink of, you know, re-enlisted, that's when I found it. So at that point, that's all I had was my faith. All I had was, man, how am I going to make it through it? And the only thing that I could lean on was my faith in the man above. Thankfully that I had family and the help of my first sergeant and my battalion commander, who really, 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 alongside with my family, my mother, my sister, my grandparents, and friends along the way who really encouraged me through those times. But it was you know, sometimes I talk about the journey and I talk about that, and it seems like you know, hey, I'm just passing through it and I just made it through it with grace. But there was some times, there were some pitfalls in between all of that, you know, getting diagnosed, going through chemotherapy, losing my leg, going from able body to now, and I don't know what life is going to face me with. So, you know, in that time, that's all I had in a moment of time, just to lean on my faith at that time. Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
I had. Yeah.
Well, and thank God you did. The path is long, and we can look back and say we made it through that, but then we also look forward and go to present day, and we know that there's more hoops to go through related to loved one's health. And
definitely.
I hope you don't mind me sharing, but I try to engage with close friends. I want to know what's going on with you, and that's why I asked you about your sister Adrienne and
yes.
what she's going through, and
yeah,
and I've become a fan of hers through you. And so I wanted to have you just speak a little bit about your sister and what she's going through, and you and me and whoever's listening may be able to derive some inspiration from her.
You know, one of the things I realized last summer, when I got the news that my sister was sick, in June, late May into June, it rocked our whole family.
I knew it did. That's hard, man.
But, you know, like, one thing I realized is that adversity births heroes and champions, you know. For our family, you know, my sister dealing with a rare, we thought it was lung cancer. We thought it was what a rare cancer, blood cancer, dealing with her lungs and everything, just she just being hit all at one time. And they thought it was breast cancer as well, you know. Adversity, like I said, adversity breeds champions. It births champions. It births things in us sometimes that sometimes we don't even know what's inside of us. And so the beautiful thing about my sister, who is like one of my greatest heroes now, showed me that what I didn't realize was that I was being prepared through what I've been through to help my sister and my family. I didn't know that the things that I've been going through, that she looking towards me for strength, looking towards me for strength, and just that peace and just being centered, that person that would help her through her journey. But she was helping me through my journey through it.
Isn't that funny how it works, man?
I thought I was paying it forward. She was paying it forward 110%.
Yeah.
And so through that journey and through that time, she's really have been like a spark in our family. She was not allowing anything to stop her, allow anything to get her down. And the beautiful thing about it all is that, like, whenever I, you know, we talk and I talk to her about, oh, I'm coming home, she's like, stay right where you are, you know. And so that's one of the things about, the beautiful thing about us and our journey is that we never know who we are aspiring through it. We never know who we're giving strength to. We never know who is listening to our story and looking at our story. Sometimes not even hearing our story, but looking at our life and a life that we're leading in front of, how so much inspiration and healing that we're giving to others. And so this journey has been amazing. We're beyond measures how blessed we are to be here.
Well, Perry, I can tell it's an emotional conversation, and I knew these podcasts would go in different directions, from tears to laughter, you know.
And yes, sir.
We're going to leave Adrienne as the spark, as you called her, in this moment. She is the spark, and that is a positive adjective for her. And I want everybody to realize her name and what she means to you. So that's why we covered that ground.
Yes, sir.
Now let's move on, and then not to dismiss anything that we just talked about, because that's the real message right there. You know, what you were able to do and how you did it through life on life's terms. But, you know, we went to Venice Beach, you and I, a year ago.
And it was amazing.
And we stayed in that hotel right on the beach. And,
yes, sir.
You know, we had a rooftop view of the iconic Venice Beach courts.
Yes, sir.
With 60 plus veterans played their hearts out on six different half courts. We took over Venice Beach courts and we just went bomb on everybody, right? And I just want to get your take on what that meant to you, and also your impression of what you thought it meant to the whole of all those different veterans from all their different service. And give the listeners an idea of what that felt like.
I mean, just the experience itself, just even arriving to Venice Beach, it was thick. The air was thick. And it was just so amazing just to see all the guys showing up, and just seeing the basketball courts, and just seeing that we're on a beach. It just brought so much excitement in the air in Venice. And, you know, just seeing the veterans and just understanding that where we were sitting, where we were playing, was kind of like hallowed ground. It was kind of like,
no doubt.
You know what I mean? We were celebrating. We were celebrating a journey. We were celebrating those that came before us, but not only that, but we were celebrating those that were coming after us. And it was just amazing just to being able to rub shoulders with like legends and living legends and guys. I mean, it was just amazing opportunity. It's like, I've never experienced anything like that ever in my life.
Oh man.
It was incredible. It was incredible.
You're giving me goosebumps.
It was incredible.
And you think your brethren, they felt the same way?
Well, definitely. It was good just seeing guys that, you know, you just haven't seen for like a few years, you know. It's just guys that you see over social media, guys that you see from afar, but just being able just to link up with just fellow servicemen and women, it was just amazing. Just getting on the court with just guys, like being able to share the court with guys like Booker. Yes, and Booker T from out of Virginia. And it was just being able just to see so many guys from all over the country just being in one place. It was just so special.
Yeah.
We still talk about it now. Still talk about it now.
And women also, you know.
Women also, yes.
So we pride ourselves on inclusion. And, you know, it was painful when COVID hit. Because, you know, it goes down in March, you know, and it was soon after that we had to cancel Dallas in June.
Yes, sir.
And then it gets to the middle of summer, and we know that Charlotte in September and now Venice Beach on October the 12th or that weekend, we were going to have to cancel all our events for 2020. And, you know, so, there were different plans, and, you know, COVID has caused us all to adjust.
Definitely.
And, I just wonder if I could ask you how you and your boys down there, how you guys have adjusted to COVID. being as active and outdoorsy and playing ball.
It was for everyone, just like everywhere else, I think, in the country and the nation. We were at a standstill for a second, but it was a shocker. And, you know, we were just in the middle of everything. You know, we're in the middle of nationals, and then everything changed for us. We get back to California. And so one thing that I realized about us and about our guys out here in California and all over is you have to find a way, you know. And just like you touched on this, the Venice, it's the soul of the game, man. It's the soul. It's your desire. It's resilience. What do you, you know, we got to look down deep to those things that keep us going. That's what we're doing now. We're just finding new ways and finding ways on how we can connect with our other brothers all over the country, you know, and just trying to really just stay active. We know, you know, there's a lot of our guys who are just not coming out. There's a lot of our guys who have just like been hit hard. Their families have been hit hard. And so, you know, because our community is so small, but then so vast and so far, some of it is hard to connect with some of our guys. And so what we do is we just try to go out and do the best that we can do with what we have, the things that we have. So we've just been finding our way on the beach, back to the beach. That's what we've been doing.
I mean,
you know,
dang, that's a pretty good adjustment. You know, and I think, you know, when we look to 2021, maybe with some terms and conditions that it's not anything like 2020, we get back on the map, you know, and I'm glad you're still able to be that example. And you touched on those individuals, those veterans that aren't coming out. And I really hope this podcast and your story gets to them, or some, or one, and we make a difference. There's going to be more information that'll help that veteran and that person. I wanted to kind of go back to our meeting in Birmingham when we first met. Yes, I'm going to give you my recollection. Okay, so I'm a newly appointed head coach for the USA Women, looking to go to the World Championships in Manchester, England. And I have Miles Thompson, then the head coach of the University of Alabama men's team, as my assistant coach. And he keeps talking to me about this veteran that's supposed to come meet him or show up at Lakeshore. And he didn't really know what to expect. But he was excited, you know. He was excited that you were a veteran and that I think you were coming down from Maryland, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
And so as I remember it, you came, and I'm not sure if you walked in or rolled in, but you had a backpack on and we were in the foyer of that, of the lodging, the dorms there at Lakeshore, the Paralympic Training Center. There, our relationship was birthed. You know, you talked about the birth of inspiration. And from that day, we've been pretty connected, you know.
Yes, sir.
And especially so over the past 5-6 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your recollect, or do you got a twist to that story I just told?
I'm telling you, it was a godsend that I ended up in Birmingham, Alabama. Never in a million years would I have thought I would have been there. And it was a camp. It was a military sports camp. And I found my way there. And here I come. I'm walking in the gym. I'm on the other side of the gym. And I'm shooting back. I'm standing up. And I'm shooting basketball, and then all of a sudden I turn around, I see all these people standing behind me. And I see Miles over in the corner. Like, he's in his chair and he's like looking at me. And anybody that knows Miles, he's like really cool. He's like laid back. I think he had his Dodgers hat. I think he was so in the corner. And And he comes up to me and he goes, You ever got into a chair? And I'm like, into a chair? I've never been in no chair and I'm not getting in a chair. And he is like, get in a chair. And so I'm like, okay, cool, fine. Long story short, I'm under the basket. He puts a ball in my hand. I shoot. I make it. He says, push back two. I shoot again. He looks at me. He pushed back again. I'm at the foul line. I shoot it. I'm at the three-point line. I shoot it. I make it. And he looks at me.
He sold.
And he's like, man. You ever heard of the University of Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, and the rest is history. Rest is history, man. I mean, that guy is like,
he's a great teacher.
He's a great teacher. I mean, I was like blown away by him, all the knowledge and everything that he's he's a good guy, down to earth, man. Like, he's a really, really, really good guy.
Perry, let me tell you what he said about you. You know, I've done a little homework, little research, you know, got a few quotes. Perry Price is the Wayman Tisdale of our game. Now, if you're young, you're not going to know who Tisdale is. Tisdale. Google him. All right. He likened you to him, Perry. He said, a smooth shooting southpaw with the ability to play in the post or at the arc. Perry also a monster on the boards and executing the first pass of the fast break as an option. This is what I love too. A family man, Perry prioritizes faith and loved ones before all else. He contributes to his community and specifically to the Wounded Warrior cause habitually. An easygoing sort, Perry does have a passionate, aggressive side to him that makes him a real weapon of change. Perry at his best when that fire is stoked. So, brother, tell me about that fire, because I've seen it. You're a smooth operator and your heart is pure. But I see fire come out your veins, you know. I've seen it. And tell me how that works for you.
I think because I'm a passionate guy, you know. And I'm a passionate guy. Anybody that knows me, they know I'm just passionate about the things that I love. I'm passionate about my faith. I'm passionate about my family. But I'm passionate about the sport of basketball. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And so, you know, Miles, he's in a class by himself.
He
gave me a shot. He gave me a shot, you know.
Yeah, he did. And he taught me a lot as an assistant. I couldn't have handled the head coach job that I had without his help. And you had another coach, Doug Garner, you know, Warrior Games. And
yes, sir.
I think I have a story that he told me about you and Army being down by 2 points at halftime. And he told me that you took control of the locker room. You got everybody quiet. And you gave him those eyes and that serious stoked fire face of yours and said, I didn't come this far to lose. And that's all you said. And I think the rest of that is known to everybody. You ended up winning that game. And
yes, sir.
Is there a bigger rivalry between Army and Marines?
I think that's the best it's ever going to be. That's the best it gets.
Yeah, I
mean, man. Them guys are, I mean, whoo.
Yeah.
Hats off to the Marines. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, whoo, you know.
Them some good guys. Them some tough guys on that side, yeah.
Absolutely. So,
man,
you know, I look at this now and there's a pathway, you know, and we talked about your journey, you know, you grew up in Maryland, you played some, you have played, for Baltimore, I believe, and Maryland. And then you have Alabama, you played there.
Yes, sir.
And, then you moved to San Diego, recruited by Junior and the Wolfpack.
Yeah.
And he told me that he met you at a tournament in New York and he got in your ear and, yeah. and you were all about coming out to what he had going with the, for those of you that don't know, the Wolfpack is a military, primarily a military based wheelchair basketball team made up of veterans and wounded warriors. And they're of the kind you just want to be, you want to know them. You want to be part of them. And I'm so happy. Tell me about the San Diego experience, Perry.
That, it's second
I think
to
you're
none.
Living the dream.
It's second to none. It's second to none. Being from the East Coast and being out here in the West Coast is night and day. I mean, I'm in shorts 98% of the time outside of church or and even sometimes, you know, I'm in shorts, but it's a beautiful, man, this is a beautiful opportunity. Being a part of the Warrior Foundation has just been amazing. It has connected me with so many first class organizations and entities and people all over the world. I mean, from the CAF Foundation, from the Challenge Athletes Foundations. I mean, the list goes on and on, but more importantly than that, it's family first out here when it comes from the Warrior Foundation. It's family first. And so I'm so glad to be a part of an organization like that, a family like that.
Yeah. So when you say Warrior Foundation, are we talking about Junior's organization?
Yes. Warrior Foundation. Yeah.
Yeah. Freedom Station.
Warrior Foundation, Freedom Station.
Yep.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, yes, sir.
And when you mentioned CAF, you know, in the same breath, you would talk about Operation Rebound, which.
Yes. With Nico.
With Nico, flew in all those veterans to Venice Beach, helped with expenses. So I think it's really key that veterans out there listening, or even if you're a non-veteran, but you wanted to get a veteran involved, that you know Definitely. Organizations like the Warrior Foundation and Operation Rebound exist to Definitely. Serve military veterans with equipment and possibly expenses. And if you do the work, you get the support, perhaps. So
Definitely.
I'm glad we talked about that. Family of organizations that is out there solely to help veterans be more and active. So, you know, we're getting down to some of the nitty gritty right now of the podcast. You know, we're coming close to the end. We talked about this being a 30 to 40 minute gig and I'm going to stick to that. So, Perry, I think it would be irresponsible of me to just pretend or sidestep the issues that we face as a country and the struggle that we're going through at this time. Now, I did a previous webinar on BLM, and mm-hmm. And it was a very upbeat webinar, and we had a couple hundred people register, and we certainly know and that all lives matter. BLM doesn't mean that all lives don't matter, and Correct. But until all lives matter equally, we've got a little bit of a situation to deal with. Not a little bit, that's an understatement. So I just wondered, in this journey, in this path, has social injustice and or racism played any role in your life, in the military or just in the throes of your everyday life? And what can you advise or suggest to others to be an agent of change?
I think that, you know, it starts at home, you know, it just starts at in educating one another. About differences. I think sometimes, you know, we get caught up in opinions or our differences, but you know what makes us a great country, a great nation, that we're so much more alike than we are different. You know what I mean? And so for me and how I look at it all, you know, my faith plays a huge part in it. So I look at it as, well, we're all created in God's image, you know, and that's how I look at it. And I think through it all, I think when we can, as a whole, as a collective unit, come together and see one another as the same, you know, that's when we can tackle certain issues and things that are on the table. But until we can see one another as the same, you know, as we can see one another as brothers, you know, I think then we have a longer journey, you know. But as for me, I believe that we're, you know, we have a journey ahead of us. But I think together, as we deal with policies, as we deal with various different things, when we put things in place to combat prejudice and various different things, I think that, but I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful and optimistic. I know that our sport brings so much equality. That's why it's so important for, you know, if you ask me, okay, well, is there, what can we do about it? What can we do? And I think that's what it comes down to. What can we do about it? You know what I mean? We can't change the past, but we can change the future. And I think with our sport, and I think what you do, I think through the DK 3-on-3, through the podcast, you can make effective change, you know, around you. And I think that's where it starts. I think it starts with how we view things, how we view one another, you know, and it just starts with that. I think, you know, that's the beauty. That's why I love our sport. That's why I love our sport. That's why I love our sport.
The National Wheelchair Basketball Association is a together sport. You talked that's about it. We need to, we're together. You know, and I think we and the organization as a whole is a great example of diversity of all kinds, and disability being the common thread. But at the same time, we have women and we have people definitely of all colors.
Definitely.
And when we play, the only color we care about is the color of your jersey.
That's it, right?
And, you know, you're not. Yes, we're not going through this struggle when in ball.
Yes, you know, sir.
And it's the common denominator and the great equalizer to bring people together. So,
definitely,
Barry. You know, I knew this time would fly by. I knew it would, but I want to thank you. So much for sharing your inside story, which is important to us and the people that are on board listening today. And I can't wait for the next DK3 event where you I get to throw down with a big old bro hug.
There you go.
Like we do. And so before I close, is there anything you want to say just in closing from your side?
You know, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, I really wanted to say thank you. Give you your roses while you are here. You know, we're both at, I know we like the Lakers, you know, but more tonight. Importantly, but more importantly, I wanted to say that thank you for giving myself, my fellow veteran brothers and sisters, and the likes. I mean, you help everybody. I mean, I could go on and on and on.
Yeah, but it's about you.
But you have been a class act since I've met you. And I just wanted to tell you thank you for just allowing me to share a space and time with you. If I could leave you with anything, I would say happiness is a journey. And to all my brothers out there and all my sisters out there and everyone who was in these times that we're faced, to find the joy. You know, find the peace, find the happiness in the things that you love.
Amen. All right, my brother. Here we go. May God bless you and keep you, my Thank brother. You. And
I appreciate it.
I want to give a shout out to Adrienne.
Yes.
Keep the fight. Keep inspiring your brother.
I appreciate that.
Because he's got a special gift that he needs to continue to share with the world. And so with that being said, we're going to sign off and we're going to go out and make a difference. And hopefully our next podcast will also enlighten anyone who chooses to listen. So thank you, Perry. I'd like to thank Dromos Agency for their expert orchestration of this podcast. Couldn't have done it without them. I want to thank Warrior Foundation Freedom Station for all that they do for veterans, and Performax Wheelchairs, the sweet ride.